1.8.
Is this your first time?
It's the first time. It's hard.
Are you happy?
No, I am really, really happy.
I'm happy to have got down in one piece.
It was fantastic.
What was your time?
12 something.
You happy with that?
I have no idea. It's the first time I do it. And
the question, why?
That's what I asked myself this morning when I got up before 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it was good.
Very good.
I did this already several times, but it's every time it's a new challenge, and it's amazing.
It's just after 9 o'clock in the morning on a crisp, clear Saturday in January. Skiers are crossing the finish line every few seconds and will continue to do so until the late afternoon. Racers of all ages, levels of fitness, and nationality have to overcome steep and icy slopes, narrow passages, long traverses, and even uphill sections while avoiding hitting other racers as they make their way through the inferno. It's the ultimate test for an alpine skier. I've drawn starting number 1,495, so I've time to get an impression of how the first racers complete the grueling course. And I'm waiting for the oldest competitor, Peter Lunn, to cross the finish line. He's 89 years old.
Peter Lunn, congratulations. Welcome to Interrec. I hope you had
Lunn, the son of the founder of the Inferno, Sir Arnold Lunn, completes the course in just under 26 minutes.
Yes, I'm pleased.
You told me yesterday you were hoping to come down in 40 minutes, yes, and you beat that by 15.
I'm very lucky indeed.
How do you feel right now?
I feel fine. I'm always glad when it's over.
Lunn tells me he's been skiing since 1916, when he was only 2 years old, and he learned how to ski here in Murren, which was the Lunn family's winter home. His time in this year's Inferno will eventually prove to be good enough to beat three other skiers. He's still fast for his age, though, and the very best as far as experience is concerned. He competed in the very first officially recognized international ski races, and he led the British team at the 1936 Winter Olympics. He took me through the course the day before the race.
Mr. Lunn, tomorrow's the race.
Yes, it is.
How's the snow?
The snow seems very good indeed.
Are you ready?
No. I'm never ready.
People say you're mad racing at your age.
I am. Yes, but we all have our obsessions. And my first wife said to me, I'm glad it was you with skiing and not drink or, yes, other women.
What's the main change from the early days to now?
When this race was first held, of course, they had to climb up the whole way on skins. Of course, there was purely, yes, natural snow.
The attraction of competing in the Inferno becomes obvious as I watch Lunn, slowly but surely, slalom down the course. He's a living witness to the entire history of alpine ski racing, which began here in Murren. And the Inferno gives him and amateurs like myself the chance to compete.
4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm finally off, nearly 5 hours after Lunn and 1,500 other skiers have already crossed the finish line.
Oh, God, about these ruts that I have to make my way through while I'm turning. I can't imagine my speed. I know it's nowhere close to a World Cup racer, but it's fast enough to get my adrenaline pumping.
Every few seconds, it seems someone is passing me or speeding up behind. I feel as if I'll never finish this treacherous course.
It's at this point, I think, it's not worth worrying about my time. It's only worth getting to the finish. That's all that really counts. Get me to the finish.
I crossed the finish line in 15 minutes, 43 seconds, a full 8 minutes behind the leaders. In other words, the top skiers could have run the course twice and still finished ahead of me. One of the Inferno organizers, though, Felix Endrich, reminds me that winning isn't everything.
We really care about everyone, and also the last racer counts. And the most important thing is that they come down to the finish, and we try to bring them down with any means possible, even if it's music and the whole crowd crying and shouting. So we try to do the best for the racers.
And I'm encouraged by 89-year-old Peter Lunn.
And next year, are you going to do it again next year?
Yes, certainly, because I will be 19 next year. And I've made up my mind, as long as I beat a certain number of people, I'd do it again.